Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Enos Cabal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Nolan Ryan. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The second baseman, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Ashby moves to second. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Carter and he is out, Raines applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard now playing center field. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to home to get Rogers. LaFleur moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby fires to second and picks off Scott for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. the slide. Carter applies the tag. Morgan is out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leonard. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ryan Valentine moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Expos, 1. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Heap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leonard. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Cromarty scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Cabell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poll for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines bunts towards third. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Scott moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Raines steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Raines scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Bert Roberge now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Valentine moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Heap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Leonard goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Expos. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap fields the ball and throws to Roberge covering. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Cruz fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cruz. Raines scores. Dawson moves all the way to home. It's 7-2, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Dave Smith now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Dave Smith. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-3 in the game. Poll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers juggles the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Poll moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Poll moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Scott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gordy Platt's son now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling pinch hits for Gordy Platt's son. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Frank LaCourte now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Poll hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Expos. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Heap reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Fred Norman now pitching. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Heap scores. It's 7-5, Expos. Elias Sosa now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to third. Leonard moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Leonard scores. Morgan moves to third. It's Astros, 7, Expos, 7. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Cabell goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Astros. Woody Freeman now pitching. Frank Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart bunts towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Raines covering, for the out. Ashby moves to third. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Rafael Landestoy now playing second base. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Astros. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and Montreal Expos, 8. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.